absoluteness leaves little to compare itself and the allness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Absoluteness leaves little to compare itself and the allness. We all think it'd be wonderful to be in the absolute. We all think it'd be so great to live in absolute consciousness. And of course, little do we know, we already are living in absolute consciousness. We have the difficulty, though, of placing ourselves in a relative world and then calling the relative world limited. We place ourselves in a relative world and we call the relative world to be incomplete. We call the relative world to be something that is only partly done. And because we do that, we are not recognizing that it is the absolute world that we really live in. There is only the absolute world. And we are playing a little side trip, you might say. We are taking a little side jaunt away from the main journey that we're on, and the main journey being living in absolute. Now, a side journey might be off to Paris, off to Rome, you know. Might be a side journey off to India, off to China, off to New York. A side journey could be down to Florida or off to California or any other place in between. And then the only trouble happens when we get caught up in the side journey. And we think that the side journey is the real journey. We think that our trip to New York is the real journey. And we walk down the streets of New York and we don't belong. We walk down the streets of New York and we see all these things that are beautiful and lovely and all these people who are absolutely fantastic. But we don't belong there. We cannot speak to our neighbors because we don't know them, we think. And we do not feel comfortable even as we walk around. We walk around to be tourists, not to be participants. Well, in absolute, we are participants. And in the relative world, we are just a tourist. We're walking around looking at what we're looking at. Now, what are we looking at in the relative world? Can we look with the eyes of the divine at the relative world? Can we look with the eyes of our own reality in the relative world? For instance, can we walk down New York City and smile at the people we walk by and just blow their minds? Not really. We are happy people. People say, my God, those people are happy people. I wonder, did they just win the sweepstakes or something like that? And yes, we did. We won the sweepstakes of life, the sweepstakes of absolute awareness. And we live in that absolute awareness because we choose to. And we don't care whether people wonder what we're smiling about or what we're thinking about or what we're doing. We do what we do because it's us. It's who we are. It's our nature. It's our beingness. And you know, our beingness is really quite nice. Our beingness is really quite wonderful. Now, when you walk down the streets of New York, and you're not from New York, do you look in the shops like a tourist to say, oh, how interesting? Or do you look in the shop and say, that is beautiful. That is the fulfillment of the dream that that person had to create that. That is glorious. Do you make every adventure, every side trip that you have, a most fulfilled journey because you have been there before, the deja vu of you having seen that before, knowing that before, living there before, because this is your nature. This is the reality that's within you and me. It's who we are. Absoluteness leaves little to compare itself because absoluteness is the all. And so, when we want to walk down the streets of life, and we want to take the side journeys as we do in our relative world, do so from the absolute point of view. Do so not as a tourist, not as someone who doesn't belong there, but this is just part of the allness that you are. part of the goodness that you and I are. As we walk down these strange new streets before, we're not new and they're not strange. They are where we are. They're who we are. They're what we are. They're glorious and they're beautiful and they're fantastic. And they're just as wonderful as anything can be. But it's only so because we live out of absolute awareness. Absolute awareness finds nothing strange in life. Absolute awareness finds everything to be something we're very familiar with and very comfortable with. Absoluteness is a condition of awareness, a condition of alertness, a condition of being there, a condition of I understand and it is done. You've had that often, I know, I have too. All the world has had that often, but we sometimes forget. And we sometimes look at the side journeys and we think that's the reality. We look at the moments of relativity and we think that that is our realness. That is our reality. It's not. Our reality transcends all these things. But that doesn't mean that it leaves them behind. It transcends them, but it does not leave them, because they are always there. They are always in us. I recommend, as I go through life for me, and the end of this month, I'll be leaving for London and for Zurich and for Nigeria, and I'll be in Switzerland and giving seminars, in Nigeria giving seminars, and in London giving seminars, and it'll be a wonderful journey. But it'll be just a side journey. It'll be my reality of absoluteness will always be there. And wherever I am, I will take myself. I will not be a stranger in a strange land. I will be me in my land. For London will be my city. London will be where I belong. Zurich, Europe, will be where I belong. Nigeria will be where I belong. Whenever I am in any one place, that's where I belong. I am always at home. I noticed in our guest book, when Katerina visited the campus many, many years ago in the 70s, she wrote, "I am home at last." And then she wrote, "I am at home wherever I am." And I thought, how significant. She is at home at last, and she is at home wherever she is. Well, Katerina Suter is certainly at home wherever she is, and she is a world traveler. And wherever she is, she finds the joy, the harmony, the peace. Wherever she is, she does not move in as though she is a guest. She moves in as a permanent resident, as a permanent participant in whatever she's doing. And when she leaves it behind, then it is still part of her being, but she goes to her new adventure because she is the absoluteness, just as you and I are the absoluteness. And we live in this absoluteness and this allness and this isness. Ho, ho! And how wonderful it is. And we never leave the past behind. We never leave the absolute, which we are always. Out of place. It is always that which we are. And it is always good and very good. Join me in the awareness of this absoluteness, which does little to compare itself, but is all. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.